3:10 here on Kate Radio, Afternoons with Aaron. Didn't get a chance to catch up with him last week, but we're going to talk to him today. Our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, TJ Collins Jr., a senior captain for the Albert Lee boys basketball team. We'll talk to Harrison Cates later this week about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. TJ, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, TJ, let's talk about your basketball career here at Albert Lee. Now, you are a transfer. You came from one of the Rochester schools?
Yeah, I came from Rochester Century.
And making the transition, how has that been going from Century to Albert Lee? I'm assuming you're enjoying your senior year as a Tiger.
Yeah, of course. The transition has been good. Everyone here has been welcoming. It's been exciting. And it's just all around been a good year here. School-wise, basketball-wise, everything.
Awesome to hear. Now, I know Harrison Cates talks a lot of positive things about you being one of the captains for this year's Albert Lee basketball team, and we'll talk about that. But, TJ, let's talk about a basketball when it comes to when did you start basketball, and, you know, what are some of, you know, different places maybe you played before you got here to Albert Lee?
So I started playing basketball in a Rochester, like, church league called Champion Youth.
Okay, cool.
So I started in that, and then RSUIBA, which is like Rochester's like youth league. So I played in that till through eighth grade. So probably like fourth through eighth was in that. And then my freshman through junior year, I was at Century. And then now my senior year, I'm here in Albert Lee.
TJ Collins Jr. with us, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week for this week. And a TJ, if someone asked you, and I'm going to ask you right now, to describe your game, where are your strengths? What do you think is the best part of your game right now? And where do you think you keep kind of maybe working on things to improve?
I would say the strength of my game is just my understanding of it. Like time, situation, just my overall understanding of the game. And just how smart I am. I would say that would be my overall best attribute. And what I need to work on is just, you know, you can never not be in enough shape for basketball. So just being in better shape.
Now, basketball IQ is very important, and that makes things a lot easier, probably especially when you gel with a new team like you have here with Albert Lee. And, you know, the team is up to, I think it's 4 or 5 wins now. I'm sure the team wishes there was more W's on the board, and there's still lots of basketball yet to be played. But how has that transition been with you being, you know, the new guy coming into this year's team? It sounds like they've been very welcoming.
Yeah, so the whole team has welcomed me in, made me feel like one of them. Like, I've been here all 4 years, but in actuality, I've only been here 1 year. So all the guys, like, They make sure I'm part of the team. When I first moved here, there was no bad blood, no nothing. It was come in, let's get to work, and let's win games.
They never gave you, you know, a hard time for being a Panther, right?
Nah.
It was all good?
Yeah, it was all good.
Now, TJ, besides a basketball, what other sports or activities do you enjoy?
I played baseball until last year, and I played football until my 10th grade year.
Okay. Any plans to go for the baseball team this year?
I was thinking about it, but I don't know. I might not. I might just take it off.
I got
you. See what's happening with basketball. And, I mean, we got Jacob. Jacob will be back, so they may not need me.
Are you a pitcher?
Nah.
No. Well, if you do choose to go for baseball, it's definitely one of my favorite sports. It'd be fun to see you out there on the diamond. Do you have any future plans scheduled right now for after high school?
As of right now, no. I'm just going with the flow, seeing what happens with the season. Hopefully, I can get something to go play somewhere else after high school. So as of right now, my options are open.
So, with your game, do you consider yourself more of a mid-range shooter, a drive to the bucket guy, or do you like hanging out behind the arc and knocking down threes?
I would say my favorite spot to get to is the mid range, but on the year right now, I'm shooting, I think, like 56% from three. So on the year, I would say threes, but my favorite shot is the mid range shot.
Okay. TJ Collins Jr., our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, joining us here on KATE Radio, member of the Albert Lea Boys basketball team. And TJ, before I let you go, just mention your family, your parents, and if you have any siblings.
I have two siblings, two sisters, Candace and Kiana. I call her KK. my mom, my dad, Teddy Collins Sr., Chris Shandorf, and then my grandparents, Maria and Shane Dietrich.
Sounds good. Anybody else you want to say hi to? The radio is yours.
Gotta say hi. Let's say hi to Nana. Love all y'all. Thank you guys for everything you guys have done for me.
That's awesome. TJ Collins Jr., Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Get a member of the Albert Lea Boys basketball team. He's definitely been a leader, transferring over from Rochester Century, averaging over 17 points a game for the Albert Lea Boys basketball team. TJ, thank you so much for the time, and we'll see you on the court sometime soon.
All right. Thank you for having me.